The Coyote's Winter Solstice Celebration. Coyote told me that way, way, very way back, they had wolf cousins that lived far away around the earth in what we call Europe. They lived in the forests, and they had a winter solstice tradition of selecting a just right little evergreen tree. They didn't cut it down. They just named it the special one for that year. Then they decorated it with berries. Not just any old berries, but some that they'd soaked for a long time in pond water. When they put them on the tree, they glowed ever so prettily in the moonlight. And at midnight, the wolves would form a circle around their beautiful tree and softly sing traditional songs, while being so thankful for their good life. The wolves that came over to this continent long, long, so long ago continued that tradition. So then did their cousins, the coyotes. But at the Blue Heron Ranch, there are no forests for 100 miles in any direction. So they use what they have, a sagebrush. And they don't have berries, so, again, they use what they have, flakes of mica that they dig from the ground. The mica flakes seem to just sparkle like little lights in the moonlight. At midnight, the coyotes, too, circle around their sagebrush and softly sing traditional songs. And they, too, are grateful for their good lives. Sometimes, up at the ranch, if you go outside at midnight on the winter solstice and listen very carefully, you might hear those beautiful songs. A few years ago, 4 of the coyotes were over by Interstate 15, west of the ranch, where a lot of big tractor-trailer trucks come in from Canada. A shiny red truck came by, loaded with cut evergreen trees, headed for the Christmas tree lots that you see around. The truck hit a bump, and a few trees fell off. The coyotes were thrilled. Each could have a real tree for his pack. Oh, they gleefully dragged them home. Coyotes are good diggers, you know, so they dug a small hole in the ground, put the base of the tree in it, stood the tree upright, and packed the dirt tightly back into the hole. Then they put their mica flakes on it. Oh, it was so beautiful. A real tree at last. The next year, the same 4 coyotes were talking one evening, and one of them said, "Isn't this the same night that those trees fell off the truck last year? Let's go over to the highway again."
"Those trees were just an accident. It would probably never happen again."
"I know, but that was just such a special night that I'd, well, just like to go back anyway."
"It would be fun. We could, at least, see the pretty trees going by."
"Okay, let's go, just to celebrate the season." And off they went. Sure that they'd not get a tree, but that was okay.
The year before, the truck driver had seen in his rearview mirror what happened. He stopped at the next truck stop to better tie his load down, but he never forgot seeing the coyotes gleefully taking away the trees that fell off. He knew that it must have been something very special for them. When he came by that next year and saw the 4 coyotes waiting and hoping, he slowed down, pulled his truck over to the side of the highway, stopped, and turned on his safety blinkers. He got out of the cab, climbed up onto his trailer, and pulled out 4 just right trees. Then he threw them off the truck into the field and waved to the coyotes. They were astounded. They were just not used to strangers being so kind to them. And each year since, that truck driver has stopped to give the coyotes 4 of his just right trees.